This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
This time of year, it's common to see Easter bunnies, to see eggs, and even many churches participate and have Easter egg hunting contests and so on. And I know that many of them are doing that to draw people into the church so they can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. But really, this time of year has nothing to do about bunnies. It has nothing to do about rabbits or chickens or eggs. This time of year is all about Jesus and what he did for us. My parents bought me a flag that actually says, and I have it out in front of my house right now. It says, "Silly rabbit, Easter is for Jesus." And Easter is for Jesus, and we're going to talk a little bit about just a small portion of what Jesus did for us on the cross this morning. We're going to look, and we have to realize that, first of all, we all start out under sin. Every one of us starts out as sinners. We all start out as sinners. We all need a Savior. In Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 9, we read, "What then? Are we better than they? Not at all, for we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin." Every one of us, whether we're a Jew, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Gentile, whether regardless of what nationality you have, regardless of what religious training or upbringing you have, if you've been baptized into the faith, even if you were baptized and raised to be a Christian as a young child, you still are under sin. And if your sins haven't been washed by the blood of Jesus, you're under that sin and worthy of death and hell. In verse 10, as it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one." There's none of us that can say, "Well, I'm good enough to get into heaven. I have kept the commandments of God. I've done what God wants me to do." No, we can't do that. We can't stand up before him and say, "I have kept his commandments. I've done what is required of me." You can't walk enough old ladies across the street. You can't go to church enough. You can't witness enough. You can't do enough to earn your salvation. The only way that you will get to heaven is if your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God." So none of us, we don't even have the capability of understanding, and we're not even seeking after God without God first seeking us. When the Apostle Paul, who was at that time Saul, was on the road to Damascus, he wasn't seeking after God. In fact, he was seeking to persecute Christians for the faith. He had permission to even put them to death. And God met him on that road and blinded him and revealed himself to him and called him and showed him that he was called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. And we see that there is none who does good, no, not one. They have all turned aside, verse 12. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. None of us are capable of doing what is right, of doing what is good. We're not capable of being good people. Anything good in me is there because of God. And this is one reason why when people compliment me, quite often I will say, "Praise God. Praise the Lord," because I realize that my goodness is just a gift from God. Anything good in me is from God, because without God, I am not good. Verse 13, "Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues, they have practiced deceit." The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. These are actually quotes from the Old Testament talking about showing that we all have sinned, that we have fallen short of God's righteous standard. In verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way, and the way of peace they have not known. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that he is the Son of God, that God has raised him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
All right, yeah, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. And so give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your questions. So give us a call. And we're trying to get WPSL. I think we're on WCNO. So we'll be working on that, but give us a call, 772-340-1590. So give us a call, and we're here ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting all week for this show with bated breath, but you know what? Hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, and we'll We'll get back with you, and I'm going to try to, let me see, we're working on getting, just texting WPSL. So anyway, give us a call, 772-340-5090, 340-5090. We'll answer your questions, and so we'll give you a call, and you can also let me get the live Facebook video going over there. That way we can at least get up over there as well. That way. Let me see, WPSL, so they are, he's actually calling us on WPSL, which is a different account than he used last time. So how do we add other people? So we're going to add to WPSL to the call. So anyway, we're back. We're ready to answer your call. I know you've been waiting. You've been waiting a whole week. And what we're doing? Let me see if we can merge this call in here. All right, I think we got him there. We got Cliff back in. So all right, we're here. We're ready to go. So you gotta quit changing this stuff on us, Cliff.
We'll talk about things that are beyond my powers.
Yes.
Abilities. What I got.
Well, maybe it'll be easier next time. We'll just merge in. We'll just call WJNX, WPSL, WCNO. We'll call everyone.
The Zoom is reserved for a big state playoff game for Indian River State College tonight.
Yeah.
I guess the call invite got overlooked in all of this. And well, as I struggled to try to get the information to you about the Skype, I'm glad we have finally connected though this morning.
Yes. So we are here. We're ready to connect. And it's a little bit challenging sometimes with technology when you're used to using one thing. We just switched to Zoom a few weeks ago, and then with Zoom you have to have an invite. And And WPSL had switched from WPSL to WJNX on Skype a few weeks ago, and then today they're back with WPSL. So, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. One of the things that we do want to remind you of is that we are here ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. And that's what happens. And on top of everything else, and I know we have a lot of customers, that have issues with passwords. This is something that how many passwords do you have? Well, some of our customers tell us, well, I have 10 passwords, or I have 30 passwords. It's something that quite a few people have a lot of passwords. And one thing that was quite interesting is I have a few passwords I probably have 3 passwords for Microsoft. And When I actually went to log in this morning to Skype, Skype is now a Microsoft account, and when I went to log in with Skype, Skype had said, you've been logged out. So now you need to log back in to access Skype. So I think Cliff, if it's okay with you, we'll take Kurt on the other side of the break. Because I just want to get set up, get live on Facebook and everything like that. But one thing that happens, I actually have a few different accounts with Microsoft, and even one of my accounts one of my accounts with Microsoft, I actually have a few different passwords because they're such a big company. Microsoft, for whatever reason, they are such a big company that they actually require quite a bit. Apparently one side of the company doesn't communicate too well with the other side of the company. So what actually happened was when I went to log in, the passwords that I have weren't working. And I was copying and pasting from my spreadsheet that has my password. So I know that I was using the correct password, although, again, I do have a few different Microsoft accounts. The one that I use for Skype is a little bit different than the other account. But what I was actually doing with that is I actually went on with that account, and I was able I had to reset my password this morning before even getting connected with WCNO, and then we had to get WPSL into the mix. So if I'd have known you were on the WPSL account, Cliff, I guess I could have used the group call that has WPSL. But I think now we have a group call that has WCNO, WPSL, WJNX, and
yeah, all because our engineer changed the computer in the studio a while back.
yeah, and then he must have changed it back again today. And then
it was already reserved for tonight's IRSC ball game.
Okay. So that's the issue. So then on top of that, I go to connect this morning into Facebook, and Facebook has logged me out. So I know my Facebook password. I just log in, but with Facebook, because I do advertisements, Facebook requires me to have two-step authentication. And the two-step authentication is a code that I have to get from the Facebook app, which as I'm talking and doing the show, I'm actually looking for the place in the app that can give me the code. It's kind of they kind of hide it in there a little bit. I don't go to this thing every day. It's not every day that I go to this. It's just like kind of every now and then that it does this. And there was actually in January, Facebook, for the longest time, Facebook didn't log me out at all. I just stayed logged in. And then in January, for whatever reason, Facebook kind of decided, hey, we're going to log everyone out. And so everyone got logged out of like their Facebook app and the Facebook on the computer. And so you just have to kind of roll with the punches sometimes. Sometimes you have to roll with the punches, and you just have to take it in stride. But one thing this does, and perhaps we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show if we have time. But this does come down and highlight the importance of knowing what your passwords are, knowing whether you have two-step authentication. If you have two-step authentication, and we'll define all those terms a little bit later, because I know sometimes these terms can be a little bit confusing. But if you have two-step authentication, you want to make sure that you have access to that second form of authentication so that you can actually get into your account when you need to.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your questions, and we're just about to get to the lines here, so give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We are streaming A Faster PC Radio. I did actually find the code generator, so that, you know, it took me quite a while to find it. You know, it's, like I said, it's only been a few times that I've actually had to do that. And but now you can get your computer questions answered right here on not only on the radio, but also you can type your computer questions into the comment section of the live video, and you can get your computer questions answered. So So give us a call there, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We'll actually answer your computer questions. And so this is what we're all about here. We are going to the lines here. We are ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We're going to the lines. We have Kurt on the line. Welcome to a Faster Piece on your radio, Kurt. How can we help you today?
He hasn't called back yet. We're waiting for him.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So we are waiting for Kurt to call back. While we're waiting for him, we'll talk a little bit about passwords because, you know, we've dealt with some password issues, and we deal with this on a regular basis in our store. In fact, one of the things that happens, customers come to us and they'll tell us, when they're checking in their computer, one of the things we need is that we need their computer password. Not every computer has a password, but if your computer has a password and we're going to work on it, there are certain areas where we can't get in unless we have your password. Now, we have tools that we can reset your password, but that takes extra time, and, you know, time is money, as they say, you know, and if we're spending some of the time resetting your password, when really you should know your password, then there's going to be less of that first hour, because when we check in a computer, we check it in for an hour, and we try to, you know, if we can fix it within that time, we do. Well, what happens is we actually have a situation where when we're working on this system, and we actually need to spend some of that time resetting the password. Well, again, you know, that increases the likelihood that we'll have to go beyond that first hour to resolve the problem. So one of the things that we ask people is, what is your password? And typically they'll give us a four-digit numeric PIN, and that's not the password of the computer. That's the PIN. When you first set up a computer with Windows 10, it's very difficult to set up a Windows 10 computer without setting up a Microsoft account. Microsoft really, really, really wants you to use a Microsoft account. It's not required, but they almost make it like you have to do it. And while you're setting it up, sometimes some people actually set it up with a Microsoft email address. So it's an email address that Microsoft is creating right then. And the issue is with that is you have a username that you don't usually use. That's an email address that you don't usually use. You've never used it. You may never use it again. If you don't write down the information, you're never even going to know what that email address is. Of course, we can get into the computer and tell you what the email address is. But the issue is, if you don't have a second email address on that account or a phone number, an alternate way to verify that you are you, you're not going to be able to get back into that account. And if you have, let's say, purchased Microsoft Office 365 or Microsoft 365, as they call it now, or you have purchased a Microsoft Office 2013, 2016, 2019, and it's tied to that account, and you can't get into it, you're in trouble. So this is, it's important to pay attention to those accounts. When you log in, when you first create an account, there's certain things that are going to be asked of you. Typically, you're going to have a username. A lot of times that username is an email address. And then you're also going to have a password. So when you look at that password, it's important that you not only have that you have the username, that you have the password. Sometimes you're going to be asked certain questions like security questions. And one of the things that we see this quite often with, you know, AT&T does security questions, Comcast does security questions. And when we're trying to reset a password, sometimes the person doesn't have AT&T service anymore. Well, if you have AT&T service, it's actually easier to reset your password because you can actually talk to an AT&T tech. If you don't have AT&T service currently, then what has to happen is you have to use their automated system. So their automated system, one of the ways the main way that they reset passwords through the automated system is you have to answer security questions. And the security questions might be, well, what's the furthest place from home you've ever traveled? Or what's your favorite restaurant? Or what's the first concert you've ever been to? Or what city did you meet your spouse? So you have these types of questions, and you probably have seen these types of questions. And one of the things that happens is we'll ask the customer, because we're working with a customer, we're trying to reset their password because they don't know their password. And some people tell us, well, I don't even have a password. And they don't realize they have a password because they saved their password into the browser, but at some point maybe they changed it, or maybe a hacker got into the account and changed the password. So, it's important to be able to get into your account to be able to change some of those things. So one of the things that we'll ask the customer, well, what's your favorite restaurant? And they'll say, well, I don't know. Maybe just put Charlie's. So, we put Charlie's, and that's not it. The thing is, it's not what's your favorite restaurant right now. It's what was your favorite restaurant when you set up this account. It's important to know those answers. Also, we mentioned having backup email addresses, having phone numbers that tie to the account. And when we say a phone number, we're not just talking about a phone, any old phone number. We're talking about a phone number that where you can actually receive a text from it. In most cases, you have to be able to receive a text. Sometimes you can receive a call. Some of the services will call you, but most of them want to send you a text. So if you just have a landline that can't receive text, well, that's no good. You actually need a phone number where you can receive a text. So, this would be a cell phone. And we have a lot of customers that are seniors that don't like the idea of cell phones. And they have one, and they carry it with them, but they have it off most of the time. And quite often, they'll only have a limited amount of minutes that they actually have available, and a text equals 1 minute. So you have to kind of think about this. Now, if you do have that type of phone, you still can receive a text on it. You're just going to have to realize that when you receive a text, it's going to use up a minute of your time. And so that's something that you have to calculate in. But it is important to link an alternate email address, to link an alternate phone number to the account, and also to be able to access those accounts. And if you change your phone number, if you change your email address, to make sure that you're going back through your accounts and updating those alternate email addresses, those alternate phone numbers, so that you can actually get back into your account if you ever happen to forget your password and get locked out. Typically, and we've worked with some customers this week that have had, a lot of our customers have books with usernames and passwords, and they'll have one password, and then they'll have it crossed out, and they'll have another password there, and they'll have that crossed out, and they'll have another password there, and then they'll have that crossed out. And if once you try a certain number of times, typically, if you try three times incorrectly, you're typically going to be locked out of your account. And people complain, our customers complain, they say, well, why am I getting locked out? Why aren't they letting me in to my account? This is my account. Well, if it's your account, you should know the password. And the thing is, if you don't know the password, how do they know the difference between you and a hacker? You could be a hacker. So this is pretty big to be able to make sure that you have the correct password written down, that you have this information, and in this way this way we'll be able to get there. Now, we're heading to the lines. We have Kurt. He's back on the line. Sorry, we couldn't take you earlier, Kurt. I wanted to get you on the Facebook video, and Facebook was being a little bit problematic in that they were requiring me to go to a code generator, and I had to get that all set up. But anyway, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. You've been to my home, so I've met you in the past, but I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
I'm a ham radio operator, and I'm interested in doing a portable radio station, and I'm wondering if you've had any experience with Raspberry Pi, Raspberry Pi 4, and can you also, is it still possible to take my laptop that has Windows 10 and to dump 10 and put in a clean Windows 7? I don't like Windows 10. I'd like to go back to 7. I just wonder if it's possible. That's my questions for today, Brian. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I personally don't have any experience with Raspberry Pi. The radio station that you're wanting to put on. Oh, so Cliff has some experience with this. Do you want to chime in there, Cliff?
Well, I'm still not sure how it works, because I use it as a geo mining bridge.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure how it works. All what I know is that I have USB ports for like a portable mouse and keypad. And you can plug an HDMI monitor plug into it. So it functions just like a computer, and it'll use your network to get your Google into it and everything.
Okay.
But there are other uses, many other uses. Sometimes you have, like, if you want to have one of those aquarium type of ponds that filters the water to make special hydroponic plants. They use Raspberry Pis to control the pumps and things like that. There's uses for them. I don't know all of them.
Yeah, but we can definitely look at it and work on it for you if you need any help with it. Now, concerning migrating or taking your computer back to Windows 7, we could do that. If your computer came with Windows 7, it's still licensed for Windows 7. We could back up your data. We could do a clean install of Windows 7. However, you're not going to get Windows updates. We can, though. I'm not sure what you don't like about Windows 10. We can actually with Windows 10. There's a program we can put in that'll make Windows 10 navigate very similar to Windows 7. So, and you get all the Windows updates at that point, and you can install the browsers. You know, at some point, browsers are going to stop supporting Windows 7. Right now, they're still supporting Windows 7, so it is more secure than Windows Vista or Windows XP. But you're not getting the Windows updates, so there could be security holes. So, it's not something that we recommend, but it can be done, or we can make Windows 10 navigate like Windows 7.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC. And we are back. We are ready to answer your questions and ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. Concerning the Raspberry Pi, I did actually just pull up in the break. I did pull up a page from the Raspberry Pi, the official Raspberry Pi website, so raspberrypi.org. And that's spelled as a raspberry, as in a raspberry, and then pi is pi dot O-R-G. So from the website, it says the Raspberry Pi is a low-cost credit card-sized computer. So really small, that plugs into a computer monitor or TV and uses a standard keyboard and mouse. It is a capable little device that enables people of all ages to explore computing and learn how to program in languages like Scratch and Python. It's capable of doing everything you would expect a desktop computer to do, from browsing the internet and making high-definition videos to making spreadsheets, word processing, and playing games. What's more, the Raspberry Pi has the ability to interact with the outside world and has been used in a wide array of digital maker projects, from music machines and parent detectors to weather stations and tweeting birdhouses with infrared cameras. So really, it's a low cost computer. But I would imagine, and again, this is coming directly from the Raspberry Pi website, I would imagine that you are going to be limited on software. Typically, for instance, you're going to be dealing with the software that came with the system. You're not really going to be, going out and buying Microsoft Office and putting it on here. You would be creating a spreadsheet with the software that they already have on the unit itself. So when it talks about music machines, you'd be using the software that's built into it, as opposed to, a software that you might run on a Windows-based computer or a Mac-based computer, an Apple-based computer. You would have to actually use the software that's designed for that computer. So in other words, this is going to be, it's going to be able to do, and it actually has software, so it has its own OS, and the OS is Raspberry Pi OS, previously called Raspbian, and that's the official supported operating system, there's a Raspberry Pi imager. That's a quick an easy way to install Raspberry Pi and other operating systems to a micro SD card ready to use with your Raspberry Pi. And there's actually a 45-second video to show you how to do that. You can download and install the Raspberry Pi imager from their website to a computer with an SD card reader. Put the SD card you'll use with your Raspberry Pi into the reader and run the Raspberry Pi imager. So they do have downloads for Windows, downloads for Mac OS, and downloads for the Ubuntu, which is a variant of Linux operating system. So that's a little bit about Raspberry Pi, and of course we can work. I probably have seen one of these. I think there was one unit that was actually being used to stream some questionable TV content, content that may not quite be licensed or legally available, but was actually available through this little box. And we do have Tom on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Tom. How can we help you today?
Well, firstly, good morning.
Good morning.
This is first I heard about the Raspberry Pi computer. Approximately, what does it cost?
That's a good question. Do you know, Cliff? Because I think you have one, it sounds like.
You can find them ranging in price like on eBay for like $50-$75, but they usually run probably around $100.
And
okay. There's no operating system in them. They'll use an SD card setup for whatever you're going to use it for, though. That's the cool thing.
Right. And you can transfer the operating system to Windows 10?
You can use it through your other computer. It'll draw information and data from your network. For instance, I hooked up my keypad and mouse and monitor to my Raspberry Pi, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to verify data in the area. Location verification is what I do with geomining, and my XYO bridge, which is actually a Raspberry Pi, has a mini SD card in it with the brains of the operation that it functions from the home while I'm out with my phone doing other geomining.
So with geomining, Cliff, I know we have some associates that do geomining, and maybe if you can just explain, because I know a lot of people are hearing that term maybe for the first time and have no idea what it means.
Well, it's the XYO network, which is a digital coin. It's a cryptocurrency, but you can actually geomine these coins. Not the XYO, but the coins that you mine geomining, you can buy XYO, Bitcoin, and Ethereum with, if you want to.
Okay.
I'm just hoarding hundreds of thousands of XYOs through geomining. And that Raspberry Pi comes in handy, and when they sent it to me, I also needed the mini SD card with the brain operation in it, and you know, all that stuff's available through the XYO network, which is pretty much easy, but it does take a little getting used to. I'm not used to a computer being that small. It's just a little bit larger than a business card, about 4 inches across. And you can hook motors up to them to keep them cool, to do whatever you want them to do. So Google all you can about the Raspberry Pi, but it's actually the XYO network, which is the catalyst for what I do with mine.
Yeah, but there are many uses of the Raspberry Pi, and again, mm-hmm. I believe that the version that I saw, I was at an office, and I'm not going to say which office, but one of the people in the office had a client that owed him some money, and part of what he gave for the money was, I think, a Raspberry Pi that was able to display television shows that you may otherwise have to pay for on a TV. And it was, you know, I did tell him that this might not be quite legal, you know, but we did connect it to his network and left it to him to do what he wanted to do with it.
Okay.
Okay, well, that was interesting. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. And you know, when we talk about television that's not quite legal or is questionably legal, you know, there's, you know, TV is broadcast publicly and freely in certain areas. So, like, if you are here, and we have customers, and we've mentioned this, you know, when we're talking about our cord cutting, where people are actually getting rid of their cable service, some people are using high-powered digital antennas, and actually, from my house, I can use a digital antenna in my attic, not outside my house. I can use a digital antenna in my attic, and I can get Fox, all the Fox channels, and there are actually like five different channels on the digital television. I can also get the TBN channels out of West Palm. There are other channels that I can get just with my antenna in my attic. Now, if I put that outside my house, I can get even more. And we have some customers that actually are getting you know, from, they can get all the West Palm stations, they can get even south of West Palm, they can get Orlando, because they have a high powered antenna and it's able to turn in different directions, and they're able to get that. Well, the question is, if that's freely available to people in that area, is it freely available for someone to capture that broadcast feed and rebroadcast it so that other people can watch that? For instance, this might be of interest if, let's say, you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you live in Florida. Well, if you live in Florida, it's great if you're a Dolphins fan or you're a Buccaneers fan, because you're going to see almost every home game, almost every game of the season, you're going to be able to see for free. Probably, if you have a digital antenna, you won't even have to have cable service to watch your favorite team. But if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you know, you're limited. You know, there are ways through the NFL, you know, where you can get the NFL ticket, you know, through DirecTV. You can pay, like, it's like $250. I think if you sign up for 1 year, they'll give you the NFL ticket for free for the first year. But, you know, it's like $250 after that. There's another subscription where you can watch the games, like, after midnight, except for the Monday night games. You have to actually wait until, like, Wednesday morning to watch. So there are ways that you can actually, you know, watch those games. But, the question is, that game is being broadcast in Dallas. Can someone take that feed and stream it out so that someone else can watch that? And that's a question that really is questionable whether it's legal or not. And there have been court cases about that. And I believe that the Supreme Court has even tangled on some of those questions. Of course, from the broadcasters and from the NFL, it's not something that they actually look at and say, well, this is legitimate. It's not something that they say this is something that we should allow. So really that the advertisements for that show are geared for people in Dallas. If you were watching a show from Dallas. So there are issues with that, and there are sources where you can actually watch these types of shows or these types of feeds, but again, they are of questionable legality. It's not something I would do, and I wouldn't really encourage anyone else to do it, but there are people that do it. And I think it was a Raspberry Pi that someone was using because it was about that size. And but again, real small, but you're going to be a little bit limited on what you can do with it. But they are used. They are inexpensive and they can be used for a lot of smaller functions. And Cliff's mentioned a few of them. And Kurt, is thinking about doing it for a radio station. And of course, there are online radio stations, and maybe that's what Kurt's thinking about with an online radio station. I'm not sure exactly what he's thinking about.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Jesus Did for Us on the Cross. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that He is the Son of God, that God has raised Him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift.